Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just wanted to say this is the greatest show that Kansas City's ever had.
Doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
Welcome back.
Is it gonna rain again? Tell
your friends it was chance nice of rain all week, actually.
I've about had it.
It's gonna be in the 60s. I love this weather. This is nice. It's like jacket weather in the morning. Like, well,
this is what we call fall, and it's not fall, it's spring.
What did somebody say to you that I look like a Serbian mob boss?
Seriously, if you wore a gold chain and smoked cigarettes, you would be a Serbian.
Travis Walker wrote on Twitter, good to know, even through the pandemic, some things never go out of style, like Scott Parks' Adidas tracksuit. And then one of our listeners tweeted on top of that, yes, the Serbian mob boss look never goes out of style.
And then he posted a video of people
it's
dancing
so
in the
funny.
Outfit.
So true.
For that alone, I wish you were on Twitter every once in a while.
I look like one of those tools in every movie that involves some European mob guy.
Or diamond heist. Yes. Smuggling.
Right.
Yes.
And then if it gets cold enough, you turn into the sketchy guy selling watches on the street.
Correct.
Out of your gigantic
trench
coat.
New study that multiple people sent me, and thank you for that, shows that drinking wine five or more times a week can slash your risk of needing eye cataract surgery by up to 23%. Wine was the most effective alcohol in the study. And while the reason for the link remains unclear, the experts suggest that the antioxidants in wine may have some protective role when it comes to your eyesight.
Well, why do I wear glasses? God knows, I drank half of Italy.
The key is you have to drink in moderation.
Oh, I thought you said five or more glasses a day.
I was like, five glasses, five bottles? What are we talking about here? The most significant reduction was linked to the wine consumption rather than beer or spirits. And people who drank a lot of beer, cider, or spirits had no significantly reduced risk of cataracts.
So it's not the alcohol. It's something in the wine. Something else that's in the wine then.
I'm 2020, baby.
Simmer down.
I'm pretty sure you mention all the time how you can't read something.
My liver might be hurting, but I ain't going to go down with cataracts.
No, you're not. I'm going to be able to see that bad medical report.
Clearly.
Doc, it says here, I'm looking at it with my 2020. It says here my liver is about to, it's gone.
Don't they say red wine's also good for your heart?
It is. The thing is, you can find any study that says any of that stuff is good or bad for you on any given day. It's really good for your heart. Well, until you get up to this amount and then you're going to die. How or cataracts. I mean, you can find all of that stuff out there.
And how come all the stuff that's good for you in moderation is really bad for you if you do more than moderate? Like coffee, for example.
Yeah.
Like they're saying coffee, you know, if you only have a cup or two a day is really good for you. And then, but if you have five or six, you might as well just go ahead and start digging your hole.
Yeah, or a 60-ounce a day, guys.
You know, you have two glasses of wine a day. That's great for
but
you.
But with coffee, and we talked about this with our coffee guru, Tracy, a couple weeks ago. Is it the caffeine that is supposed to be good for you or the other, like, oxidants in the actual coffee?
I think it's probably the other stuff.
Yeah. So it's not like you can go drinking Monster energy drinks and you're going to extend your life.
No.
It's because of the properties within the coffee bean and the coffee.
When are they going to come out with something good about smoking cigarettes?
They're not. That's not going to happen. Which, by the way, did I show you that photo over the weekend?
No.
I go into the West Bottoms for an antique sale.
Yeah.
And up at the register at this old-fashioned candy store are candy cigarettes. And how many of you listening right now, raise your hand, had candy cigarettes as a kid?
Hand up.
Your parents said, okay, you can have candy cigarettes. They tasted like chalk. They looked like chalk. And they had a little red colored tip at the end to mimic the
ignited cigarette. Right.
And those used to be sold in candy stores. And our parents would buy them for us. Well, and then we would walk around and chew on them and pretend like we were smoking.
Well, but how is that any different than something they do still sell, and that's Big League Chew?
Bubble gum?
Yes.
In the pouch? Is that, do they still sell Big League Chew?
Yes, they do.
They still sell it in the pouch, and it looks just like a bag of Levi Garrett.
It looks just like a bag of Levi Garrett. Mm-hmm. That's right.
How have they gotten away with that?
See, what happens is when people think about chewing tobacco, they think about the little circle can of Skoal or Copenhagen.
Yeah.
Well, there are two different kinds of, well, there are several kinds of chewing tobacco, but the two main ones, well, the main one is the circle can, but then there's also the leaf tobacco that comes in a pouch.
Right.
Levi Garrett. What's another one? There was one that was
Redman.
Redman, which nowadays I'm surprised they're allowed to have that name because it has an Indian as the logo. But Redman chewing tobacco and Levi Garrett all come in pouches. They're big, long leaves, and you shove them in your mouth.
Did you know a former minor league pitcher invented Big League Chew in 1909?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yes.
And
his creations become closely allied with our national pastime, a sport of spitting and gum chewing and chewing things over. More than 800 million pouches of Big League Chew have been sold. 16 to 17 million in revenue every year with a pouch hanging in the National Baseball Hall of Fame Museum.
There's a pouch of Levi Garrett right there.
How is Big League Chew the one thing they still allow, but you can't have candy cigarettes anymore or cartoons in beer advertising?
I don't know. Because nobody makes a stink out of chewing tobacco for some reason.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe it's because a lot of people don't do it.
Pouch and someone could take a pinch. It is gum as a communal experience.
Get a man. No,
aligning gum with baseball was also smart. It's the sport of chewing and spitting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. He says the gateway idea is all fantasy. I've never had anyone come up to me and say, I got hooked on Redman because of you. Nobody ever says they went from bubble gum to chewing tobacco. Huh.
I did.
Okay, I don't think the ones today have the marketing on the package with the guy with the
I'll look it up.
I'm looking at this right now. I don't think so. They've modernized it.
In other words, to take away the guy with the big wad of chew in his mouth?
Yes. Now, there are baseball players on the front, but it doesn't appear that they have tobacco in their mouths.
Here, let me see what the new look. Yeah, you're right. It's a baseball player, and he's big, tough, muscular guy.
Yeah.
And he's at bat with a big smile on his face, but no chew.
They've also removed the man-sized wad
in his mouth.
Oh, come on. That's marketing gold.
It says it right there. That did not test well with the mothers.
No, it I just can't.
There must be some misunderstanding. There must be some kind of mistake.
It is the job of this program. When another side is offered, we present it. Story here from the Kansas City Star. Hours after he was fired from his job as Olathe North High School's head baseball coach on Monday, Pete Flood admitted that he did use that word, the N-word, before a game. But he claims it was not directed toward a student. He said he was denouncing the offensive and derogatory lyrics in a rap song the student was playing during practice. Quoting here from Flood, "Never, never, never have I ever used the N-word or any other racial slur to address a student, player, or person in my entire 25-year career in this district, nor my personal life." But the father of the student who reported the incident said Flood's version is incorrect and demeans his son. Instead, he places his trust in the school district's investigation. Now, Pete Flood was accused, lost his job because the player and his father claim that he went up to the player during warmups and told him to turn off that N-word music. When that didn't occur, I repeated, "Turn that off. We are not going to play music that says blank, blank." These are the B word and another word I'm not going to use.
Yeah, there were other bad words in the song.
He said that he went up to the player and said, "Turn that off. We are not going to play music that says B word, another word I can't even give you the first letter, and the N word. Change the song. Change the artist. Change
the genre."
And remember,
Scott, the player had said, he said, "Rock or country." Mm-hmm. And so here is my question for you. There's no denying he said that word. Is there a difference between saying it in the manner that the player understood it to be said, the only black player on the team, I believe, and the manner in which the coach is saying, "No, no, no, this is a misunderstanding. Yes, I said it, but I was saying it in..."
As a direct quote.
As a direct quote from the song that was offensive. They were having batting practice. I'm sure there were parents around. And he said, "Turn that music with that word in it off." Would the school district see it a different way if this is true?
He never should have said it.
That word should not be said out loud.
I would imagine that if the coach's version is accurate, I can imagine he walks onto the field at batting practice. And by the way, if you don't have teenagers,
they all listen to that horrible music.
They're all listening, white, black, brown, it doesn't matter. They're all listening to this rap, Lil Uzi and gosh knows who else. We can't play even snippets of this music because every other sentence includes the N-word. Every sentence includes the B-word. It is
awful.
It's awful music. It is awful. It makes Ice-T look like a gospel singer.
There's a reason you never hear some of today's greatest hits on this show.
Yeah. Some of the biggest music on Spotify cannot be played on this show
ever. So let me ask you, what then is the difference? And before you give me your answer, I want to read something that went out on social from another kid who happens to be a person of color who was coached by this coach, okay? And he put it out there on social, so I'll just give his first name. It's Abram, okay? "If you know me at all, you know that I'm very outspoken on issues such as social justice, and what Coach Floyd said was wrong. There is no excuse for it. The N-word or any other racist word or phrase has no place in our world, especially in a school event, and I did agree with the school's decision to fire him. With that being said, Pete Flood is a good man. He has always treated me and the rest of my teammates with respect. He has walked black players down the field when their parents weren't available. He has invited us into his home. He has offered us rides home when we needed him. He was always there for us no matter what the situation. While I have no idea why he would ever say something so disrespectful to a player, he is a good coach and a good man. As a black man myself, I was very upset by what I heard this morning. But the terrible things he said to my friend does not represent the man I have gotten to know over the past 3 years. I am sure some people will read this and believe I'm defending his actions and discrediting the victim in the situation. I want to make it clear that I am not defending what he did in any way, but I do ask that you afford him the same grace you would hope someone would afford you in your hardest hour."
Yeah.
And what an amazing post from a young person in defense mm-hmm. of this coach.
Yeah, I imagine that Pete Flood doesn't listen to this kind of music in his spare time. And the
if he's around a bunch of high school athletes you wouldn't be immune to hear it. You would be like,
What I said was, I don't think he listens to it in his spare time.
Right.
But I'm sure he's aware of it and how awful the language is in these rap songs. Fine. Man, I sound like an old fuddy-duddy. I am. But I can imagine if you're the coach walking onto your field with your players and hearing this kind of music with those kinds of words coming out of the speakers can make you very angry and upset.
Yes.
And so should he have toned it down when he went up to this player and said, I don't want music, if his version is correct, I don't want music with B word, he said it, and this other word, I don't want it, I can't even say anything about it, and N word, and he said that word, I don't want any music with those words in it. He was probably mortified that these were coming out of speakers on his baseball field. He could have toned it down, but I imagine emotion may have gotten the best of him there, and he wanted that music stopped immediately. Should he have been fired? I don't know. But the way it played out earlier, it almost made it sound like Pete Flood was a racist.
Well, and this is where that word, for anyone listening, this is why you don't say it. And I said last week, you either have that word in your vocabulary or you don't.
Yeah.
I would never use that word. I would say to my children, and I have, turn that crap off.
That's bad.
You would not repeat the word out loud. And you certainly wouldn't repeat it out loud to a person of color. Just don't go there, and we don't have to have this conversation.
576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's uptight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky. Tricky.
Perfectly
tricky,
acceptable at any baseball practice.
To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
You should actually be in charge of all the young kids' music these days. Give them a little education on what passes for good music.
Well, Rob Bass. Sean in Warrensburg. Hello, Sean.
How's it going?
Hello.
Hi, good. Go ahead.
So let me first start out by saying I don't use the word, don't listen to the music that uses the word, period, dot. With that said, there's certain groups of people that have an understanding amongst that community of people that, they speak how they speak. Like it or not, you're not invited to engage in that conversation or that type of language. And what music says, right, at the end of the day, you're not invited to the party, period.
And so I love that you called in to say this, Sean, because every single time this topic comes up, we get 100 texts on the text line saying, well, why is it okay for them to say it in a song, but I can't say it? And I always answer with because. That's just the way it is.
I can jump in, and I don't know that I can add much, but I was listening to someone explain it, and I thought they did a really good job. It's okay for me to make fun of my mother, but don't you dare make fun of my mother.
Absolutely.
And I thought that made a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what it is. I mean, the same way gay people make fun of one another, each other, or women make fun of each other, at the end of the day, If black people are using it, again, I don't like it. I wish it would die a swift death.
Yeah.
But if black people are using it, that's their prerogative. You don't get to join in. I'm sorry.
All right.
I love it, Sean, and thank you.
Let's go to Taylor in Raymore. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Great. Love you. Love your show. Hey, I'm just curious how nobody's really speaking to the point that he was trying to uphold some rules for the district. They don't allow rude, lewd, and profane writing, music, and whatever. So, I mean, if he did say those words, that doesn't mean that he was saying them in a derogatory way towards the player who was African-American. He was quoting the song. While he may have chose the wrong way to get the point across, to get the song turned off and the song changed, I don't think there was any racist bias in what it said. I mean, obviously, Dana read something a little bit ago from a post from another player who's African-American, and his character speaks for itself. So, you know, I'm just kind of curious why nobody's really speaking to the side of, you know, it's kind of a district policy he was trying to uphold and do his job.
But here's my question. Can you not uphold the district policy without using that word if, in fact, that's what happened here? You know, the district moved swiftly to remove him. And I mean, within one day, was it not, Scott?
It happened on a Thursday. He was gone by yesterday morning at 8:15.
They did, and here's why. Because you've got a school board that has to do whatever the public pressures them to do, because they're elected officials for the district. They're not necessarily employees of the district. So that's a politics thing. If I could understand if he used it in a derogatory way or called that player by that particular racist slur, how they would do that so quickly, but, you know, that our local media has kind of made such a huge deal out of it that the district's going to be pressured to have to make a knee-jerk decision, you know, almost immediately, because they can't be portrayed, especially in Johnson County, that they will tolerate any kind of language like that. But I'm not sure why the player who was playing the song, who this is all about, was even playing that song and is not being somehow either suspended from the team or any kind of actions towards that student. And it's all basically the coach's fault for repeating the lyrics that were out of place for the student to be playing in the first place, breaking the rules.
Hey, Taylor, good call. Go ahead. Finish up, please.
Yeah, and Dana, he could have chose his words differently.
Yeah, yeah. And he should have. I think what it all boils down to is, and we knew this would happen at some point, there is always a second side to a story.
Or let me say it another way. Does the truth not always lie somewhere in the middle?
Now, Pete Flood, the now former coach at Olathe North, never should have let that one word. He could have said, hey, I don't want songs to say B. Then he did use the word, he claims. Or this other word. And at that point, he should have said, or the N-word. We're not going to have that on my practice field. Stop this music immediately. I don't want anything like it ever played again on the speakers. Do you understand? Yes, I understand, coach. Great. Turn the music off and get back to batting. That is how it should have happened. It didn't happen that way. That word did leave his mouth. He claims in the context of it being repeated in the song.
I think most schools would say, it doesn't matter. It is 2021. You know better than to say it. And I understand there are people listening to us right now screaming in their cars saying, to our caller's point earlier, well, why is that even okay for it to be in a song if I can't say it too? To his point, because that is just the way it is. You're not invited to that party, and just don't go there, period.
5-7-6-7-6
That's going to use anything in a derogatory way. He's one of those teachers that, you know, beginning of the school year, you're hoping that you get Coach Flood because he's just an awesome guy. He's a really helpful dude. I mean, he'd give you and has given someone the shirt off his back. So there has to be a misunderstanding here somewhere where
Let me ask it a different way, Chris. Does the context of a coach using that word matter? Because I would say with that word, I don't know that it does.
With a coaching history and such a rapport with the kids that he has had in his career, I think it does.
Yeah.
Because I think anybody who knows him and who respects him, like I do, knows that he would never use that.
Then why in the end did his 30 or his 30 years of service not matter? What do you think, Chris?
Well, sadly, I think it's Johnson County and someone's mom got upset.
Well, in this case, it was actually a dad, but I think the school board, in light of how quickly this story caught fire on Friday, it happened on Thursday, whichever version you're prone to believe,
the student's version where he said, turn that N-word music off, play country or rock, or the coach's version where the coach says, I've never used that word in a derogatory way towards a human being in my professional or my personal life. I was simply telling him, I don't want songs where B-word, the other word I can't say,
turn it off,
and the N-word are played. Turn it off. Find it. I don't want that genre played. I think the school board got caught up in the, I mean, how quickly that story caught.
Boom.
On Friday. As soon as Dad put it on Facebook.
So as soon as it went out, you remember there was a board meeting scheduled for Monday in a closed session to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And my guess is that meeting happened yesterday morning.
8:15.
And he was cut loose.
Correct.
Really within 48 hours, if you don't count the weekend, it really took less than 48 hours from beginning to end.
Yeah. They also had that mandatory meeting Friday night, so they began addressing it almost immediately, the mandatory team meeting.
The die was cast the second it was put on Facebook. If he admitted in the principal's office or in the superintendent's office, however far up
that I
went,
said it, but it wasn't like that.
Doesn't matter. You said it. You got to know. But the problem with it is all day Friday, Pete Flood made two mistakes. He made two mistakes as far as I'm concerned. He let that word, by his own admission, even though in a different context, leave his mouth in front of anyone, okay? And number two, he waited until Monday to share his side of the story publicly. Now, he may have been sharing his side of the story Friday afternoon with the superintendent, sure, or the principal or whomever, athletics director, I don't know. But all weekend long, if you turned on the news, that was there. You've been in TV news long enough. I mean, you've made a career out of this business. The weekend is the slowest. So what do? You go back to the biggest stories on Friday. So this story, even if it didn't, quote, have legs, found legs on Saturday and Sunday. Because then they could preview, hey, there's a special meeting tomorrow morning. Yeah. And so all weekend long, Pete Flood is cast as a racist, fairly or not, or at least letting something racist leave his mouth without any sort of self-defense. Those were the two mistakes he made, in my opinion. 576-7798. Dana, Sam, I'm Scott on KMBZ.
My house in Budapest, my hidden treasure chest, golden grand piano, my beauty focus EOU.
Yeah, Dana was right off the air. Ooh, for everybody who ever asks us, do you guys ever run out of things to talk about on the show? Exhibit A. A Texas man, free on bond from a murder charge, was returned to custody yesterday after neighbors found a pet tiger wandering around a Houston neighborhood.
Why is there a tiger?
This shocking viral video capturing a tiger on a Mother's Day prowl in this West Houston community full of families. Neighbors like Gigi and Luke Roderick telling me they're still in shock.
The guy is 2 houses down from us and had no idea that he had the tiger.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
When Deputy Wes Mannion heard a tiger was loose in his own neighborhood, he rushed over with his service weapon drawn.
At no point in time did I want to kill a tiger.
With his eyes peeled for cars or kids, Mannion spotted a man who appeared to be the tiger's owner.
Get the back inside.
Who he says kissed the big cat.
Okay, could we please talk about the dirty words that are said when whoever is filming that, it is so funny, basically says blank you and your
blanking
tiger.
That's a tiger. Now I understand. I saw a tiger.
And a tiger saw me.
Tiger
Summit. Okay. By the way, the tiger, as far as this story, and this is the last one I saw.
The Houston Chronicle says tiger is still on the loose.
Tiger's still on the loose.
And yes, we tried to play There's a Jungle Cat in the Bathroom, and we can't because there's too many dirty words in it. One of the funniest, most iconic scenes in all of cinema.
So read the story about the pets.
Good. These pets and dogs and pandemic puppies are trending all over Twitter. And I was like, oh, why? It was a billion-dollar business boom during the pandemic, Scott, that people got pandemic puppies. You know, let's make ourselves feel better and we'll get a puppy during the pandemic. Well, guess what's happening now? People are getting called back to work and taken back to the shelter saying, yeah, remember that pandemic puppy we came by to pick up? You got to take him back. It's happening across the globe. It is a pandemic puppy boom that has turned into a bust. And the losers in all of this are the animals. This is like getting the bunny on Easter.
Yep.
And the shelters always say, please do not bring home a live rabbit for Easter. It'll be back in a shelter by May.
Yeah, because it's really cute and the kids love it for about a week. And then, oh, it has to be fed? Oh, it doesn't pick up its own poop?
No. Oh, I have to have a cage and a hutch that my city doesn't allow outside?
Oh, we're going to let it roam free and it doesn't want to sit on my lap? It doesn't really like me? It doesn't care? It's scared? It has a small brain and it runs away?
In one of the stories from, of all places, the BBC, but Europe is seeing this as well, where they had a record number of dogs adopted out and now people are bringing them back. One of the reasons is people are now going back to work. But would you not have thought in May or April or June?
People don't think like that, though.
We're going to get a dog, so temporary satisfaction.
I'm lonely.
I need something to make me happy, to make me feel better. Did no one think eventually I'm going to have to go back to work, and then what is our plan B with this dog?
But you don't need, when in the middle of the pandemic, I don't think a lot of people thought ahead like that.
Yeah, there's a very unpopular trend in America right now called critical thinking.
Oh, it makes me so sad.
Oh, I'm home for the next 6 months. I'm lonely here. I could drink myself to death, but rather not. I'm going to go get a dog.
One shelter in one of the stories I read, this was from USA Today, said the return rates in the last couple of months from a normal month or a normal year have doubled. The return rates have doubled in the United States.
This is really frightening, though, because what happens when these people decide they want to have a kid, and then like 3 months into that, they're like, yeah.
It's not as easy to take that one back.
By the way, the Kansas City Country Club Plaza Art Fair is on for this fall with crowds this
year. Boom!
Yep,
let's go buy crowds. Some art!
All right, we're going to check the news.
When we come back, how do you use a fake ID to buy a $58,000 car in Kansas City? And when they asked him to take a picture in front of his new purchase, he did. We've got the photo.
And the Chiefs have just cut a player who said he wanted his salary in Bitcoin. Get to those and much more coming up in just a moment after the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.